Well, hey, hi, how are you? It is Wednesday. It's a day that we will likely never forget.
Okay.
At least if you're a baseball fan.
Why?
Oh, there's some good finishes coming up.
Okay.
You know, I'm excited for it. Maybe most people aren't, but I am. I'm happy about it. I'm excited for it. Last year was the best final day ever. Won't be that good this year.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the Twins are they're already packing up their lockers.
Sad days.
Yeah. Joe Mauer's not going to win the batting title. He had a shot at it, but he's going to fall short.
Bummer.
See, there's something else going on today. What is it? Can't think of it. It's just been kind of barely talked about in the news. Oh, yeah, the presidential debate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're having one of those tonight. It'll be a lot of fun. I can't wait. In fact, our poll question has something to do with that. We'll get to that about 6:40 or so. An amusing poll question. Today is a really good day, too, for another reason.
Okay.
Because it's Virus Appreciation Day.
Woo! I don't appreciate viruses.
Yeah.
Had too many in my house already.
Get your influenza and your syphilis and your streptococcus and get them all together and let's celebrate.
You know, I might
even your Trojan horses.
I might actually get a flu shot this year just because everything seems like it's so
early
already.
Why don't you get a flu shot?
I never do because usually I have a reaction. So I usually don't.
Because you get the flu?
Yeah, I will get sick afterwards.
Oh.
Not necessarily the flu, but I will get sick afterwards.
Okay, so when you get your flu shot, you have to get it on a Friday.
Okay. Okay.
Because you'll call in. I know you will.
I don't want to get sick, though. I don't want to have a reaction to it.
I know.
That's why I'm afraid of getting one.
I don't want to do the show by myself, so do it on a Friday.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I don't have reactions to shots ever, other than, ow, son of a... That's really the only reaction I ever have to shots.
My sister just had the flu shot, too, and she had a reaction as well, so...
Well, it was like, ow, that hurt.
No, it was like an actual got sick afterwards reaction.
And there's one, I can't remember which one it is that burns really bad.
Isn't it the flu shot?
No. Well, I mean, they all have a sting and a burn, but I mean, there's one that really burns. And I can't remember what it was. It was one of the shots I had to get before I went to college.
Oh, tetanus, maybe?
Maybe. I don't remember. But there's one that really, really, really burns.
I recall the flu shot burning.
Yeah. Stick and a burn real quick. Here we go.
Yeah, they're not quick. They hurt.
I love it when every time I go to the dentist, if I have to, not every time, but when I go to the dentist and I have to get dental work done,
mm-hmm.
and they'll say, all right, just a little poke here. You shouldn't feel too much. And they'll start going, I don't feel anything. All of a sudden, yeah!
My dentist is awesome, though. He like wiggles my gums or whatever.
Yeah, mine does that too. I'm just weird.
Oh.
Because my body is apparently really good at filtering away medication.
Mm.
They'll put in enough for the average person, and they've gotten better the more I've gone.
Yeah, they know.
They give me a bigger dose of the Novocaine into whatever nerve they're numbing up, and I was like, don't stop until the syringe is empty, and then get another one.
See, it's funny that you go through it faster. I, for some reason, it stays in my system longer. Like, Novocaine will stay forever, and it makes me feel sick afterwards. I hate that.
I think...
It's like
I don't think
whole
you know
day,
what I bet it's
hours and hours and hours.
I bet it's not actually the Novocaine itself. It's laying down for that time and on top of it probably having the Novocaine. Cuz that's what I always feel like I'm sick as a dog when I leave the dentist's office.
Yeah.
Just cuz I've been laying down the whole time with my mouth open. Ah, I'm uncomfortable. And then you leave and it's like
I just always feel sick.
They even give me the gas half the time.
I don't get the gas. Just
I get the gas because I'm a jumper.
Oh.
I jolt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm really good at holding still.
I hold my head still. The rest of me tends to move around a lot.
That's a little scary.
Like,
don't
I'll
do
kick
that.
My legs. And... yeah.
That's not good. Don't do that.
Because the dentist I go to, the first time I went there, and I had actual work done, you know, it was like any other time. Next time I come back and they've got the nitrous oxide sitting there and I'm like, oh, cool. Never had that before. And he's like, oh, you haven't? No. Okay. I'm like, why are you busting that out? And of course, he didn't want to tell me, but I asked, so he did. Well, you're kind of jumpy in the chair. I had written it in the chart last time you had some stuff done, so it will calm me down a little bit.
Nice.
All right. I was calm. But I wasn't. It wasn't doing anything for me for a while. And then
it takes a little bit to kick in, doesn't it? From what I remember, well, I haven't had it in a long time.
And then I was like, yeah, you probably, I do weigh 270 pounds. You know, you don't want to give me the 120 pound chick dose. So they turned it up a little. And then pretty soon I'm like, I think you should turn it down. And they're like, okay.
I do recall having it before, though, and feeling pretty dang awesome.
Yeah. So yesterday, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it. I didn't see it till we were probably halfway through the show, and by then I forgot about it. But what is with all the hookers in Sioux Falls?
And where did they come from?
I don't know. And why weren't they around when I was single?
Really? Seriously, though, like all of a sudden there's all these prostitution busts going on. Are we just a big enough city now where now we're going to have hookers?
Or are the cops just finally cracking down on it?
I don't know.
Or not finally. Not that I've never seen a prostitute walking around or anything. Like, and it's all online stuff.
Yeah, it's not like you go online, loop it, or not online, if you go looping around the loop and say, ooh, hey, let's get that hooker.
Yeah. And let's just say every mugshot I've seen, they're not exactly Julia Roberts either. But it's just crazy. Like, all of a sudden, oh, wow, we got prostitution everywhere. Okay, all right, well.
Okay. It's nuts.
And then, did you hear late last night, they're going to allow beer sales at Howard Wood for the big USD-NDSU game? City Council approved a one-day liquor license.
Really?
For Howard Wood, which ironically is owned by the Sioux Falls School District, which also makes it owned by the city.
Okay.
And it's part of the arena grounds administered by SMG, which already has the license, so they just have to have the extension, whatever, one-day thing.
Okay.
A little easier to give it to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, because USD and NDSU, they're playing on October 20th at Howard Wood.
Okay.
And, you know, what could possibly go wrong? Most colleges do not sell beer at football games.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you.
Yeah. Well,
I've never been to a college game. So.
USD, all the state schools, it's a hard and fast no alcohol on campus policy. I think there is an exception at SDSU. There's like an area where they allow tailgating.
Okay.
Before the game.
All right.
I think they do have one exception there. Maybe USD has the same thing, but the dome is like right next to public property also. So I don't know if that's a problem. But I know there is a place to tailgate at SDSU. I'm pretty sure you can have beer there. But, you know, I guess I'm just kind of thinking, you know, we're probably going to see students arrested, you know. Girls get pregnant. Potheads will lose their stash.
Oh, no.
And if NDSU gets a big lead and people get bored, they'll just start fighting. So it'll be pretty much like the dorms. You know. I don't know what else could go wrong.
What's the reason?
But hey, they'll make lots of money.
Is that the reason?
That's the only reason.
I was going to say, because
make money.
All of a sudden are they allowing beer sales?
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of an event at Howard Wood that has, I don't know that there may have been, I don't know, but I cannot think of an event at Howard Wood that had beer sales. I mean, the only thing that happens there that I can think of is high school events.
Yeah, like and used to be, and that kind of stuff.
Before Augie and USF had their own stadiums, they were playing there too, but I can't think of anything that would have had, right outside there, you know, you got Rib Fest.
Right.
I mean, literally right outside Howard Wood, but I've never heard of it inside Howard Wood, so. Yeah, looking forward to the USD-NDSU kegger coming up in a couple of weeks.
Should totally bring a video camera down there.
Go Coyotes! Hey, where's Trevor? Hey, Trevor! I love you, man. You got a problem? You want to go? I'll kick your ass. Come on.
I always love that.
Come on.
Want to go? Want to go?
You want to go? Where's my hat? What could go wrong?
Drunk ADD.
So long as we make some money, you know. Who cares who gets in a fight? The thing is, I mean, I'm being kind of hypocritical about it because actually I wouldn't mind being able to have a beer at a ball game.
Right.
But the problem is there's too many people who can't handle a beer at a ball game. They have to have seven.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. We had one of those when I went to the Vikings game. Guy that was sitting in front of me.
Yeah, see, I can't afford beer at Vikings games.
I think he might have been drunk before. You got there.
I mean, I'm considering buying some $12 tickets for a game coming up in November.
Yeah.
Because they're 12 bucks.
Right.
Isn't it kind of insane that you can, 2 beers would cost more than your ticket to the game?
Oh, I know. I know. I know.
2 beers.
I think when I went to the Twins game at Kansas City, when they were playing the Royals, I believe my Bud Light line was like 10 bucks, but wow. It was huge. It was one of those big ones.
Well, at least it was a big one. Yeah. We've got news coming up and why today is the greatest day I've ever known. I will say this. I had a bit of a conundrum.
Uh-oh.
Hard decision today.
That's a big word.
It'll be coming up. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 621. We're going to top out at 84 today. A little bit windy. It's 48 right now. Internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
It's October. Somebody wake up those Green Day boys.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is October 3rd, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Ashley Simpson is 28 today.
All right.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay.
Sean William Scott's 36. He was Stifler in the American Pie movies.
I love that.
Yeah. Neve Campbell, 39. Party 5 and Scream. And let's see. Oh, Kevin Richardson is 41 today.
Yeah.
I know. The good news is he's finally completely back with the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Thank God.
Okay.
Yeah. Clive Owen is 48 today. Dave Winfield, 61. Baseball Hall of Famer. Only athlete ever to be drafted in all 3 major sports.
Wow.
By the San Diego Padres, Atlanta Hawks, and Minnesota Vikings. He went the baseball route. Roy Horn is 68 today. He was the... Roy of Siegfried and Roy, who got attacked by a white tiger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1951, Bobby Thompson of the New York Giants hit the shot heard around the world 3-run homer in the bottom of the 9th of the final game in a 3-game playoff between the Brooklyn Dodgers. Giants won the pennant. 1955, Mickey Mouse Club premiered on ABC.
Love that
show. Of course,
show.
Christina Aguilera, J.C. Chazet, Ryan Gosling, Kerry Russell, Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake. Thanks, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
1982, a guy by the name of Scott Weiland, not the one from Stone Temple Pilots, ran the Detroit Marathon backwards in 4 hours and 7 minutes, 54 seconds.
Impressive.
Don't know why, but yeah, that is. 1992, Bill Gates, college dropout founder of Microsoft, or co-founder, he headed up the Forbes 400 list in 92 with a net worth of $6.3 billion.
Wow.
92. I hadn't even heard of Windows yet in 1992.
Wow.
1995, the jury in the O.J. Simpson murder trial found O.J. innocent in the slayings of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. But today is the greatest day I have ever known, because it is the birthday of 2 of my favorite rock stars ever.
Okay.
2 of them.
And this is why you couldn't pick?
I'm having trouble.
Okay.
The first one... is the drummer of one of my 3 favorite bands ever. Tommy Lee. He's 50 today.
And he is an amazing drummer.
He's a gifted man.
Mm-hmm.
Mel saw that video back in the day.
I did not.
And she told me about how he honked the horn with the boat.
I did not see it.
So I could go with Tommy Lee, or I could go with the sexiest woman to ever front a rock band ever. Yeah, Gwen Stefani's 43 today.
Ooh, tough one.
It is a tough call. I could go with Gwen, or do I go with the guy who taught me to... Demo! Or do I go with the woman who says the same thing every woman ever says to a guy, you know? Yeah, just shut up. Why don't you?
Duh.
Yeah. That settles it. I'm going with Tommy Lee.
Girl, just go away.
Girl, don't go away, man.
is 50 today. Good God, I'm getting old. When Tommy Lee is 50, that is not good for me. And that is why today, October 3rd, is... Dirt.
I got the latest on the Chris Brown Rihanna hookup. That's coming up in the dirt.
626, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
If I hear the word YOLO one more time, I am going to destroy something.
YOLO.
YOLO, 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 YOLO. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 640.
Yeah, but it's funny.
You see, it used to be that letters actually spelled words. They didn't just stand for a bunch of words.
I know, but acronyms have been around for a long time.
They have, but they weren't in everyday use unless you were in the military for the most part.
True.
I mean, my dad came home speaking in... But he actually said the letters, though. That's the difference.
Okay.
He would actually say the letters.
Instead of YOLO?
He didn't come home and say, yeah, we got a big ORI this weekend instead of ORI.
Okay.
Yeah. Had to go work on one of the 16s this weekend. It was really broke. You know, F-16.
Oh.
You know, YOLO.
I don't know what you got against YOLO.
It's stupid. That's what I have against it.
I don't think it's that stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I think that you're just saying it's stupid just because that's you.
No, you just read it as a punchline to me.
It was as a punchline because that was funny. It can be used as a punchline. However, I do like the whole premise of it. The whole you only live once, go have fun, enjoy your life. I like that part of it.
Yeah. Okay, then just say it. Just say you only live once.
Okay.
It only takes a couple more syllables.
YOLO is fun to say.
No, it's...
YOLO!
It may be fun to say, but it's annoying to hear.
To you.
I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who finds it...
You get annoyed by all kinds of stuff
aggravated.
Like that, though.
I know.
That's
I do.
That's just how you are.
Because there's all kinds of stuff like that that is annoying.
You shouldn't let things... annoy you like that.
LOL. So, they're going to start naming blizzards. The Weather Channel is.
Excuse me.
This is not the National Weather Service. Like, they've been naming hurricanes for a century.
Right.
But now the Weather Channel is going to start naming blizzards this winter.
Why?
Well, they say it'll raise awareness, make it easier for people to follow a winter storm's progress and give the storm a personality.
Time out.
In other words, it's marketing for the Weather Channel.
Time out. Like, we're not aware of blizzards. Like, we really need a blizzard awareness?
Yeah.
Excuse me? Yeah, I'm not aware that the fact that there's a blizzard out there and that it is like not safe to be out there. It's not safe to drive
no.
in. That it looks extremely cold and wind chill and blah, 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 blah. I'm not aware of that because I have not lived in South Dakota all my life.
We don't really need radar. We have our own built-in blizzard radar.
Right.
You know, I mean, hey, let's go out to the hills. Hey, isn't it snowing out there? Oh, yeah, it is. Screw that. I'm not driving across the state in a blizzard.
Exactly. Like, we're not aware of it.
The names, they're going to go through the alphabet just like the hurricanes do. You know, like first one of the years always starts with an A.
Right.
So the Z's of, I don't know if there's ever been a Z hurricane or whatever.
Yes,
but
there has. They've gone through.
I know,
times.
But not many times.
Okay.
They don't, I mean, each year has a set of names, so there's not always 26 hurricanes
it
every
does?
Year.
It does? Are you sure they don't just can?
No, they reset back to A every year.
Hmm.
That's like Hurricane Andrew.
I didn't know that.
Back in the day.
Okay.
Well, the first four names of the year will be Athena, Brutus, Caesar, Draco, I got five, and Euclid.
Okay.
Yeah, they're naming one of the storms after a street in Sioux Falls.
That's great.
So, our poll question today, which are you most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debates. They come on at 8 o'clock. How do you think the network said, okay, we'll air these debates, but you got to give us 1 hour of prime time before the debate?
Yeah. I would hope so.
Because you know Fox would have bagged out for X Factor.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they're going to run any of it at all. Fox News will, but I don't know if Fox will. Baseball is another option. X Factor, South Park, or How Booze Built America. On the Discovery Channel.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Season finale.
Oh. Well, it's the season finale.
Well, you can't
something
say
big's going to happen.
You can't say booze isn't partially responsible for the creation of this nation.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
No. So, which are you most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debates, baseball, final regular season night. There's some stuff to be decided. That's what I'm going to be watching is baseball.
Okay.
X Factor, South Park, or How Booze Built America?
I don't like any of those choices except for the baseball one. It's okay. The rest of the choices are lame.
I know there's people that are saying, well, you should watch the presidential debates.
No way.
Like, I don't want to watch a two-hour infomercial.
I can't do it. I'm sorry, but
and besides,
I can't do it.
I hear that kind of bickering every day when I pick up my kids at daycare.
Well, I guess if I want to fall asleep, I could watch it.
Yeah. So that is our poll question today. 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com and vote at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 653. We're going to top out at 84 today. I have got a list of five things you can do with beer besides drink it.
What's the point of that?
Just bear with me here.
Okay, you can cook with it.
Well, yeah, you can do that too. You can clean jewelry with it. According to modernman.com, you can soak gold jewelry in light beer before you polish it. Apparently, the acid in beer helps get it clean.
Okay, that's a new one.
You can kill slugs, fruit flies, snails, and cockroaches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Or they can't, like, they drink
attracted,
it?
They're attracted to the smell. Fruit flies are attracted to the glycerol, which is created by the yeast when beer's fermenting. Of course, that will probably just attract ants, so maybe not. You can loosen rusty bolts and screws with it.
Okay.
Yeah. If you've got WD-40 in the garage, though, don't waste your beer.
Yeah.
And you can also clean wood furniture. Not just any kind of beer works, though. It has to be a dark ale.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It should help restore the color, give the wood a more polished look, and you can cleanse your skin.
With beer?
With beer.
Take a beer bath?
The yeast and... Oh, yeah, it'd be good. yeast and other ingredients in beer can actually exfoliate your skin. Downside is you'll smell like you're hammered. So.
Yeah. Might want to take a shower afterwards.
I also saw this. This is funny. how often should you wash your bra? You know?
Okay.
Because if you... I mean, do you wash it every single time you wear it once?
No.
Okay. But if you get a lot of underboob sweat, then I would guess you do?
Definitely.
Okay.
Boob sweat sucks.
According to one expert, the correct answer is wash it after you wear it 7 or 8 times.
Okay.
A survey a few years ago found the average woman owns about 15 bras and does wash them after she's worn each one of them about 7 times. So.
Maybe something like that.
And that's kind of how guys treat underwear, too. So.
Oh, gross. Underwear is different.
Kidding! Kidding. Our poll question today, what are you most likely to watch on TV tonight? The presidential debates, baseball, South Park, X Factor, or How Booze Built America? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm down with Booze Building America. Let's see here. Sandy is on the phone. How are you, Sandy?
All right.
So what are you most likely to watch on TV tonight?
If I have to choose one of those?
Yeah.
I'd have to say the X Factor, but other than that, I'm going to go to my DVR.
I should have added that as an option. I didn't think of that. I'm glad you said that early on. I can add it, and it'll still work.
Because I'll definitely watch something I've already taped.
Yeah, I'm. Now that you say that, if the baseball games suck, I'll probably go to a Walking Dead episode off my DVR for sure.
Well, yeah, we've got so many things on the DVR. I'd rather watch something, you know, even if I watched it before.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I'm with you, Sandy. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's a reason they didn't have the presidential debate on tomorrow night. There's football on.
Glee is on tomorrow night.
And football's on.
Glee is on tomorrow night.
Yeah, that would have been the big ratings killer for the presidential debate, would have been Glee. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, that's what I'm watching tomorrow night.
Well, it may be, but I'm just saying it's not going to really hurt the presidential debate so much because I'm guessing, no offense, the average Glee viewer isn't going to watch a presidential debate anyway.
Probably not. I don't want to watch the presidential debate.
No, it's a two-hour infomercial. I'm not really interested. Yeah, and then there's a lot of...
And you didn't do that, and you did that.
Yeah.
It's like a big tattletale.
Well, you know, winter is all Barack Obama's fault. He's the reason it snows every year. Oh, yeah. Well, Mitt Romney is responsible for the drought.
But Mitt Romney has
It's all that hair,
hair
product he's got in.
He's killing the ozone.
He's destroying the ozone with his hair product. Didn't you know that? Oh, wow. Mitt Romney's ruining the environment with his hair product. Oh, boy. Now I'm going to have to think twice. Can I still vote for Ronald Reagan?
Hot 104.7.com.